That's not what is new.
We are Simen Reish Mem Zayin, Sif Dalet. Im Haine Yehudi Moilech Haksav Bechinam. If the guy is delivering the letter, Bechinam, he's not charging anything. Afilu Nesana Loi Be'erev Shabbos Mutter. So even though he gave it to him Erev Shabbos, it's Mutter. So we have to understand, in Sif Aleph we had that the only heter to send a letter Erev Shabbos, if it's Kotzatz Loi Damim, if he's paying him for it, so there is a cheshbin of he's doing it adaita denavshei. And in Sif Beis we had if the guy doesn't know that he's going to get money, so then it's not permissible, because it's considered that it's like kotzat. And here it says if the guy is doing it bechinam, afilu he gave it to Berev Shabbos Mutter. So here he explains why this is that way. Sharei ha'eni Yehudi me'elov hu oisezeh. That means he's not forcing him to do it. He asks the guy if he would do it, and the guy offers to do it. So why all of a sudden is the guy so good-hearted? We don't find the midah of chesed by goyim. Ve'einoi elo lahachzik toive li Yisrael bibnei ma shekibo mimenu vahavlo ki'ilu kotzav. So we have to understand that what the guy is so willing and so cooperative, he says, I'll do it, you don't have to pay me anything. So we assume the reason is because he did a toive to the guy before, and the guy wants to repay him, not to remain indebted to him. So therefore he's taking the letter as a payment to the Yid, and this is considered he's not doing it b'shliches of the Yid, no adaita denavshei. I'm doing this on my accord to pay you up for the toive you did for me. So that is why this is equivalent to kotzat. That means by the guy paying up the toive the Yid had done with him previously, so the guy wants to do this that he should not remain indebted to the Yid. So this is considered a daita denavshe. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. We're talking about Erev Shabbos here. Not talking about Bela, we're talking about this case now. Sherei Eini Yehudi Me'elo Perish. The Ein HaYisrael Koifa Oisoy Al Kach. The Yid is not forcing him to do it. Ela Me'atzmai Hu Misratze Lohoylech Hoigeres. He wants to do it. He's not forcing him, and he willingly wants to go and bring the letter. V'talinam shema shenisratzu. Why is he so willing to do it? Bibnei hatoive shekibel mimenu mikva. Because mistame he had received a toive from the Yid. Vadaite dinavshe ka'ovid. So he's doing it because he wants to do it. This is not called he's a shliach of the Yid. He wants to pay up the Yid for the toive that he had given to him. That is the first day in Shulchan Aruch. Hago v'yesh chelkim, and others disagree. Usvir luhu dechol sha'oise bechinam also. I don't say that if he was maskim to take it for free, you don't have to pay me. That is a simen that this is being done as a payment of the toive that the Yid once did for him. I have no right to assume this. So there's a machloikis. So that means if it's loikotzatz, you didn't give him anything. So according to the second day, it is also yeshchelkim v'toiv lahachmel. So the Rama says, so we have here a machloikis 2 days. So one should be machmel. And we should not assume that the guy is doing this adaita denavshe. No, we should assume that he's doing this b'shliches ha-Yisrael. If he's doing b'shliches ha-Yisrael, so then Erev Shabbos, he's not allowed to send this guy. If it's like v'yeh beidoya. Avol, b'mokim she'eino Yehudi maschil im ha-Yisrael loymer she'yelech loy bechinam, but if the guy approaches the Yid didn't tell him anything. He says, maybe I can do you a favor. Maybe I can deliver a letter for you. So there we see clearly that the guy wants to do him this taiva. Then I can assume that this is zicha, a payment for a taiva that he had done. And then, vadai daite al taiva shekibo mimeno bishar. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'toiv lahachmer. Hine miloshin ze mashmer. Now, if you learn the Rama Elach, it would seem the rak toiv lochosh l'deyezu. That means the Machaba paskin tzitzmuter. The Rama brings down that there are chelkim. And what should one do? Toiv lahachma. Toiv means it's a good thing. If you can be machma, it's a good thing. Meiker adin, it would seem, you could be soimach on the first day, but it's good to be machma. V'chein betaz mashma, the datoi kidei arishoine. Avo bedarkei moishe simen reishnun beiz mashma. The datoi hu kahayesh chelkem. And Darkei Moshe, who is the Machaber of the Rama, and Simon Reishland Beis, he paskins that it is also. V'chein b'lvush b'lo yarabe b'simon zem mashmed da also b'chinam. So Mamele, it's more serious machloikis. That means we have oisrim that hold b'chinam. One should not send a goy because this is not considered like kotzer. Va'alkein, since we have here many poiskim who hold it as taka osa, mehanochein sheyiktsoiv loy al kaponim eize dova muet avuze. That means he should tell him, I'll give you a bottle of schnapps, I'll give you something. Vahavi kikotzatz kivin shekibul olav shiyez eschor. He should tell him, listen, I feel very, very indebted to you that you're taking my letter for free. Let me give you a glass of schnapps or the dust. That's what the Chayodim says. So if the guy says, oh, that's gebaldik. So lemaise, so it comes out the hachro of this halacha that one should not be soimach on the mechaber, and so if it's he's sending it erev Shabbos, he should make some sort of a payment, and if the guy is masking with this, then it's considered that the guy is going adaita dinafshe. Sif hey, im eini Yehudi hoylech me'atzmoy lemokim acher. Now, this case is much better than the cases we had before. All the cases till now, he's going there because of the Yid. The Yid is sending him, the Yid hired him. So, Memela, we had a whole bunch of halachas in such a case. What if the guy is going to that city not because of the Yid? He's going there. Imeini Yudi hoylech ma'atzmoi lemokim acher v'Yisrael noisin loy igeres. So he's not going there because of the Yid. He's going there because he has an interest to go there. Mutter b'chol gavni. So it's mutter. We'll see this lotion. The way the Mishnah Berurah explains is not too clear. Mutter b'chol gavni. Now let us see how the Mishnah Berurah explains this. Hoylech me'atzmoi. V'im yoideya shemarbe haderech b'shviloi. Hoylech me'atzmoi means that he's going to the destination where the Yid wants him to go, me'atzmoi. If he's going a little further because of the Yid, that is not called Hoylech me'atzmoi. So he's going further. Hoylech me'atzmoi means the destination that where he's going to, that's where the Yid wants to send the letter. And if he has to go further, that's not called Hoylech me'atzmoi. Is b'chol gavni. So what's the heter? Hainu afilu loikotzat litin loischal. He was not koitzit ela bistomit. He's sending him. He's going to this city, and so afilu he wasn't koitzit any schiras at his mutter. The kaim balam besif aleph the osalish loyach al yodoi kshen kavua beidoya. In Sif Aleph, we learned that if the postmaster is not kavua, so we answered without a ktsitze that the guy should go for him, because we're afraid the guy will be walking around in Shabbos looking for the postmaster. And we, from the letter, we see that this was sent by a Yid, and there'll be a Isser of Maris Ayin, that the Yid made the Goy Ashliach to go in Shabbos. The Chayshin Hashem Elohim send the Bebeis of Yelech Achav b'Shabbos, so therefore it is also. After Lohochi, here he's not paying him anything. Sharinon Khan. And what is the reason? So he says something very interesting. Kiven she'ein ha'enu Yehudi hoylech b'shlichusoi ela shema'atzmoi hoylech l'shom. The reason he's going, the destination of the goy is where the Yid wants him to go. He's not going for the Yid. Bevadai im lo yimtzenu lo yechapesachov. So he just asked him, take the letter please with you. You're going there, you're going to that city. Please take the letter. So fine, no problem. But here I don't have to be afraid that if he won't find the postmaster, he'll start walking around in Shabbos looking for the postmaster. Because he never offered to go for the Yid. The whole offer was, I'm going there. His whole offer is, I'll carry your letter. But he never offered, I should give it to the postmaster. No. Just, I'm going there, I'll carry your letter. So if there will be a scenario, he comes there and he doesn't find the postmaster, he's not going to start looking for him. He never said, I'm your shliach to do what you want me to do. I'll carry your letter and I'll drop it off over there. I'll find the first person, give this to the postmaster. But he has no obligation whatsoever to go further, because that wasn't what he offered. Vidavke, and this heter that we said it's mutter im yeshuhus lagi yisham mi boidyon, that is dafke from when he gave him the letter, time to reach there before Shabbos. Avlim ein shohus lagiya sham mi ba'idyay osaraf bozeh. Then this is also. I lechayre, he's not going b'shlichus, he's not going because of me. So he says it's not true. The avda halichosay b'shvil atzmayhu, even though he's going because of himself, but he's carrying the letter for him. He told him, I'm going there. So yes, can you take the letter with you? No problem. So carrying the letter, he's carrying the letter for the Yid. He won't go further than his destination, but he's carrying the letter for the Yid. So if it takes from here to that city, he won't make it in Shabbos. So I gave a guy a letter to carry for me in Shabbos, because the carrying is for me. The going is he's going this side by side, but he's carrying a letter for me, and I'm not permitted to give a guy a letter to carry, which I know he's going to carry in Shabbos. So that'll be Yosa. Yeah, so Memele, so the he says the Loshen of the Mechaba Mutter Bechol Gavne is very misleading. Mutter Bechol Gavne means before we said there has to be enough time to get there. And here it's Mutter Bechol Gavne. So he says, no, you have to take this with a grain of salt. It's only Mutter if the Beidair is not Kavu. I don't have to worry about that. But there has to be enough time for the Goy to reach this destination before Shabbos. Vida. Now we'll start speaking practical Shailos. The Litain Loi B'Shabbos. Now we have a Goy that is going to this destination in Shabbos. Also Lekul Alma Afilu Bohi Lech Ma'atzmoy. That means to give a Goy in Shabbos. So that he's caring for me in Shabbos. That's Sichar Osa. Vafilu kotzatz loyischoroi mi ba'oidyoin. Afilu he made up with this Goy. I'll pay you for this, but the Goy is going in Shabbos. That's Osa. That means that the Goy should go. Kotzatz loyischoroi means that I'm giving you money, you go whenever you want. But to tell him that he should go in Shabbos, it's also also if the Litan Loi B'Shabbos, that he should go in Shabbos. That means that I'm giving him the letter in Shabbos. He's taking the letter in. I pay. That means like this. Before we learned, he has to leave his house before Shabbos. If I made up with the guy, listen, I'm paying you, but he leaves the house in Shabbos. If he leaves the house in Shabbos, it's also ready. So to leave my house with my letter in Shabbos is also fine. You're not allowed to give in the post office a letter in Shabbos because what? The post office. B'Shabbos, because he's not allowed to give in Shabbos. He's that's also. Erev Shabbos muta. Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to give to the post office. The lapots have tomid kotzat. That means he's paying for the post. He's paying for a stamp. So the stamp is a payment. So the minute he's paying, I have a lumdis that the guy is doing it not bishlichusi. He's doing adaita dinapshay. The alapots have a tomit kotza. So he gave it erev Shabbos, it's mutter. The av im einay mishalim kan. That means even if some of the times of the Mishnah Berurah wasn't so sophisticated with a stamp. he says, even though he doesn't pay, the one who will get the letter will pay. So memelim, so erev Shabbos, it's mutter. That's called kotzas. Yeah, that is erev Shabbos. But now, well, that's in the brackets. But in Shabbos, this is also afilu b'mokem sheyesh erev. That means even though there's an erev in the city, and the guy isn't carrying, he's not carrying because there's an erev in the city, but I hired a guy in Shabbos to do something for me. And you're not allowed to hire. This is called kotzas. If I go to the post office in Shabbos, and that's called, I'm paying him for a service. So I'm hiring him for a service in Shabbos. So he's not doing any malachas. But you're not allowed to hire a guy in Shabbos. I'll go over to a guy in Shabbos. Listen, I'm making a kiddush. I need a waiter. Maybe you'll work for me. So I'll hire the guy in Shabbos. This is also, you're not allowed, even the guy's not going to do anything by the kiddush. But you're not allowed to hire him in Shabbos. This is a davar also. So to what? You're not allowed to hire someone to work for you on Shabbos. This is also. So memeila, so to go to a post office and tell them deliver this letter in Shabbos, I'm hiring them. I feel that they're not carrying anything. They're not doing any malachah. This is also. Now let's just finish with... What? Yes, you're paying him for it. You're paying him for it. You're paying with the score. What? No, you're paying for it. You're paying for it. Va'afilu. Now he says a chiddush, and this is Moiridik Nogeya. Va'afilu al yidei eini Yehudi osel dobel ze. To tell a guy to bring a letter to the post office in Shabbos. And there's an Erev. So I'm telling a guy to hire a worker for me in Shabbos. And that is also. This a din, the chayodim is a from this din. I'm not allowed to tell a guy to hire a worker for me. V'lei ma'anik tzitza al Shabbos gufim. But it will be a hefsid gadol. That means to tell a guy to give it to the post office in Shabbos. So this is a shvus, the shvus. I'm telling a guy to bring a letter, which is amir la'akum, and he's hiring the post office, which is also a shvus. So a shvus, the shvus normally is also, except b'mokim mitzvah tzmuter, or b'mokim hefsid gadol, this is also.
That's called that.
Hefsid gadol. Yeah. Yeah, so 1 second. Ach b'mokim hefsid gadol, shlata b'chai gavne, da v'shvus, the shvus b'mokim seidid d'muter. V'shaloi b'mokim hefsid, yesh lahachmir, afilu be'erev Shabbos shelo yiliten le'ein yudi ageres sheyiten oisei lapos b'Shabbos v'afilu be'kotzitz shei miyachin melachtoi al Shabbos. That means, so here he says, I'll go over to a goy erev Shabbos. The post office is closed now. So I go over to a goy, I give him a letter. Please go over to the post office tomorrow and bring this letter. There's no shayla of carrying. There's an erev in the shtot. So I'm speaking. speaking to the guy Erev Shabbos. But the makor of this halacha is, I'm not allowed to tell a guy Thursday to hire a worker for me on Shabbos. That's this halacha. And there's only mutter a shvus de shvus. B'mokim seide, b'mokim seide, hefzad gadol is mutter. So therefore, when we first started learning the simen, we spoke about to go to a post office Erev Shabbos to deliver an express letter, that they should deliver it on Shabbos. So this be'etzim is a shvus to shvus. That means I go and give it over to the clerk. The clerk is not going to deliver it. The clerk is going to give it to someone else to deliver it in Shabbos. An express letter. I feel it'll be 10 goyim. That's gonna. But al kaponim, that is what is going to happen. That means it's going to be delivered in Shabbos by an express letter. So lemaise, so this b'mokim pseida, we have it that it's mutter. I have said, God, oh, this is mutter. Shaloi b'mokim pseida, there are others that are mata, the others that are asa. Well, kaponim, that's this, the makair is this bir alocha over here, that here he asks to tell a goy Erev Shabbos to bring it to the post office in Shabbos. That means, so that should be delivered in Shabbos. Shemiyachid melachtoi al Shabbos. Sivov, mi sheyeshloi socher eine Yehudi lishana oy yoisa. A person has a worker for him. Now this worker does whatever he needs. Whatever the employer needs, he works for him. He has to write, he has to deliver, whatever it is, he works for him, he's hired on a yearly basis. Also, l'shalchoi erev Shabbos b'igeres, you're not allowed to send him, and he pays him, he's a yearly salary. Also, l'shalchoi erev Shabbos b'igeres. And the reason for this is the Bir Alocha brings down, because the whole heter of Adaita Denavshe is that the Yid does not have a revach that the Malach is being done on Shabbos. The whole lumdus of Adaita Denavshe, let's say like this, I go to a cleaner's Erev Shabbos, I give them my suit to clean, it'll be ready Monday, fine. So that when you're doing it on Shabbos, you want to do it on Shabbos. I don't need it for Shabbos. I don't gain anything from that it was done on Shabbos. So that is the heter of Adaita Denavshe. The whole Adaita Denavshe, the whole kotzatz over here, I didn't tell them to go on Shabbos. I'm not gaining anything that you went on Shabbos. So you're doing it because you want to do it. That is mutter. That's called Adaita Denavshe. But if I have a worker who works for me the whole year, I go over to him Friday, I say, could you deliver this letter? I'm not telling him to deliver it on Shabbos. Now, if he delivers it on Shabbos, so Sunday I can ask him, you know, can you mow my lawn? He's hired for whatever work I need. So if he'll tell me, you know, you told me I should deliver the letter Friday. I delivered it Shabbos, I can mow the lawn on Sunday. So he's being mild. Since this is a worker that he works for him every day, so he is getting a revach, even though he didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, but by the guy doing it on Shabbos, the Yid is gaining from this, so now he's available Sunday. If he wouldn't have done it on Shabbos, he wouldn't have been available. So therefore, mi sheyesh loy socher eine Yehudi lishona o yoyser, also l'shalchoi erev Shabbos b'geres, because so let's see the Bir Alocha, just one second. Let's see the Bir Alocha. The third line of the Bir Alocha. The Iker Taime Diktsitze Mahani Mishum De Ein Li Yisrael Nafkemine Mizeh. The Yid is not gaining any benefit. The Imla Yaseh B'Zayim Yizeh Yase b'yoymacha, he could do it another day. Then you there died to the nafshi over the lamay lahashlam malachtoi. Avo b'inyin ze shu sochel l'chol ha-malachis. Here he's hired for all malachis. Karev levadai shistaych l'mlocha l'mlocha acheres. That means mistam, if he's hired for all things to do, so mistam is Sunday, he'll have something else for this guy to do. V'im kein ma'viach ha'yisroel b'mleches ein yehudi b'shabbos. So the minute I'm ma'viach from the malacha, v'rei hu kishluche lozen. So memele, so that's pshat the mechaber. Mi sheyesh lo yisoche ein yehudi l'shon ha'yos os lo shalchev shabbos b'keres. Hago, zok teremo. Miu im loisochoi rak lishliches igeres. If this guy only delivers letters and packages for him, he doesn't do all things. So then I don't have to think that Sunday you'll have another letter to deliver, because these things, mistame, once a week, twice a week, he'll have something for him. So then he's not deriving benefit from this that he went on Shabbos. Umiyu im loisoche rak l'shlicha sigeres, yesh matirim, because it's considered he's not deriving benefit. K'mashin is boil al basimen reish men dalet sivhei. And let us see the Mishnah Berurim. What? He wants him to do something, he's obligated to do it. Whatever he tells him. So then it's considered that he's deriving benefit at that when he went Shabbos. Also, l'shalchoi, the mashu shchir l'shon alay nechshev kitzitze. Dinik chalapotin kivur leel besifal of loikotzat. Al de mezeh mekelin and they know selber of Shabbos. The Bir Aloch explains this. Why? Kamesh is by leel. Aina day rishoy nisham desfilei. The zeh nechshev kikotzat ayin shamatam. Now let us just start as a hakdom of the Mishnah Berurim in Simen Reish Mem Ches. Let us just start the hakdom. We won't have time to finish the hakdom, but let's just start it. And here we're speaking about going on a ship before Shabbos. Hine. Koidim shenichnas bebiyo divrei ha-shulchan aruch natik loshen ha-baraisa ha-nemo b'zeh b'gmore daf yutes. First he's going to bring down a gemore, and then he's going to bring down a machlekes ha-rishoinim, how they explain the gemore. Tana rabbonam. Ein mafligin b'sfine pochois migimel yomim koidim la-shabes. That means you're not allowed to go in a ship less than 3 days before Shabbos. That means you're allowed to go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday in the ship. The ship is going to go on Shabbos also. But if you're going to go Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday in the ship, this is awesome. Now, reasons we don't know yet. That means if I go in the ship Wednesday, this is the middle of the this is less than 3 days, because there's 3 days before Shabbos. I go in Wednesday 9 o'clock in the morning, so this is less than 3 days before Shabbos. She's not allowed to go. We don't know reasons. We're just saying words. If the reason you're going into the ship is you want to have a good time, you want to go on that's why you're going on the ship, so you're not allowed to go and enter the ship Wednesday. The ship is going to go on Shabbos also. Aval Dvar Mitzvah Shapir Domi. But if it's Ledvar Mitzvah, so that means let's make it interesting. We'll say a Poshet Ledvar Mitzvah. Let's say he's a Baal Teikeya and he has to be someplace Sunday. So he goes in the ship Thursday and he'll get there Sunday and he's going to travel on Shabbos. Ledvar Mitzvah, it is Mutter. Fine. He's allowed to go Thursday, Friday in the ship. If he's going for a Dvar Mitzvah, if he's going for his own enjoyment, make sure don't go before. Go before Wednesday. You can get into the ship Tuesday, Monday, and Sunday.
Fine.
One second. Let's first proceed what the Gemara says. If that's a Dvar Mitzvah, so it's Mutam. Upois, now, I will Dvar Mitzvah Shaper Domi, but now, if I'm going from Wednesday, so I go over to the captain of the ship, and I tell him, listen, I'm going into the ship, I'm Jewish, I would appreciate if you would not travel on Shabbos. He tells him this. Even though he does travel, that's irrelevant. He should tell him, al kaponim, that I want to make up with you, you should not travel on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi, later we'll see more what the opinion of this Paisakim is. Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer Einei Tzorich. If you're going to Dvar Mitzvah, you don't have to tell him anything. You walk in the ship Thursday, a guten tag, you just say hello to the captain, you go in, they go off, they travel on Shabbos, no problem. You're going to Dvar Mitzvah. Mitzor Litzidoin, Shumahalech Yoim Echot, that means you're going to get there before Shabbos, I feel a better if Shabbos Mutter. Ad kan l'shoin ha-baraisa. This is the lotion of the baraisa. We'll just learn one mahalach. There's a lot of mahalachim. Ve'hine harbe taimim nemru al zeh bepoiskim. Aleph. Yesh oimre matam. Shemo yitztarech ha-yisroel lasais meloche ba'atzmoi b'shabes mishum pikuach nefesh the mekayim sakonahu. And just let's explain the Valdis haloche. That means he's going into a ship, he's going on the ocean. This is amokim sakone. It could very well be that it'll come out in Shabbos, he'll have to be Mechalo Shabbos. Now, if he will be Mechalo Shabbos, he has a good reason to be Mechalo Shabbos, because it's a sakone. So that means he's going into a ship Thursday, and it is possible that there'll be a sakone in Shabbos, and he will have to be mechalo Shabbos. There is such a possibility. So on that we have guidelines. If he's going, so that's when he's giving mechalo Shabbos, he's allowed to be mechalo Shabbos. Now he's in the middle of the ocean and he has to do something or else. So the etzim, but he's doing a pa'ula before Shabbos that could be misavit, that could bring about that it'll have to be mechalo Shabbos. Who tells you should do that? Why do you have to do this? So we have here two heterim. We won't explain the reason. One heter is if he's going to tzorech mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. I'm going for a mitzvah, even though later it'll come out, I'll be later mechalo Shabbos, I have heter pikuach nefesh. Or if I'm going Tuesday, Monday, and Sunday, this is also mutter. And the reason for this, we'll see me at the shem tomorrow.